This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Alice at 97.3.
Hey, it's Aaron Vinny. Thanks for listening to our podcast.
Remember, you can see us live every day and watch video replays at RadioAlice.com/watch.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Good morning to you. Hi, guys. Happy hump day.
Yay.
Yeah. How's everybody doing?
So good.
What you guys up to? Should we talk about the elephant in the room?
Oh. I'm up to 5'8" these days, Sarah.
Yeah.
What is the elephant in the room?
It's the John Mayer appendiculitis. Yeah.
Oh.
Right as we were getting off the air yesterday, the news was breaking everywhere that he'd been rushed to the hospital.
Dude,
so
I got a text while we were on the air, and I'm looking at it, trying to figure out how I'm supposed to...
What am I supposed to say about this?
No, there was a... the thing was, the text came through, but it was a link to the story.
Uh-huh. Mm.
And I'm sitting there. We're on. I'm going, I can't get caught up in this, but I can hardly avoid it.
Right, exactly.
So unbelievable.
Well, I thought it was best to go to the boss first.
Sure.
Yeah.
So
absolutely.
I hand him and Jane, they were both in the office, I hand them the story, and I just like went, and then I came back in the studio, and I knew he would tell us what to do.
Right.
And I figured it best we not mention it at this moment.
Right. So, as far as what we're going to do, we'll find out today.
Right.
He's canceled 2 shows so far. He does, you know, the Dead & Company thing, and it's, I had my appendix out, but I assume that there's been medical progress since then.
They have new procedures. If he's lucky, he was able to have that removed anally.
Oh, is that so?
Anally?
Yes. Yeah.
Oh, is that where they go in through now?
Just a gloved hand.
Who knew?
Stop it.
Well, I don't know. I'm just
You don't know.
Speculating.
I'm like, I thought maybe he actually knew. I'm like, oh, there's some new backdoor procedure. But maybe they can do like something, like they cut me open. I have a huge scar across my belly.
I'm sure it's gotten a little better, but I doubt very seriously it's that much better.
Right.
It's still surgery.
And it's still
major surgery.
Yep. And it depends how far. If it burst, he's down for the count. Because that is, now you're dealing with everything else.
Well, we'll know today.
Yes,
so
we will.
So hopefully the boss, I know that, do you remember it was summer when he came in extremely thrilled about having booked this show?
Well, we were all like, yay!
All of us.
That's a good one.
There's good reason to see him play. He's not only an extremely great guitar player, but he's got hits too.
Sure.
So
no,
it would have been
about that.
It's gonna be fun whenever it happens.
Right. So that's what we're all waiting on.
Right.
We'll let you know as soon as we know.
Speaking of canceled shows.
Yes.
I got home yesterday and so check it out. I get home and I climb into my little bed and I'm like, I am gonna take a nap. I got a kid concert to go to tonight, and I take a little couple hour nap. I get up, and the missus is like, wow, what's up with you? And I'm like, well, I'm ready to go to a show.
Yeah.
And she goes, that's Thursday. What are you doing? And I'm all, oh, man!
Oh, no.
What?
Now you're never getting to sleep.
Right.
So did you get, what time did you go to sleep last night?
Well, I went to sleep late. But I started something called Godless. Is that the one you're watching?
Yeah, the Western one.
Are you watching that too?
No, I'm not, because I don't have Netflix.
Oh, right.
Netflix,
it is a membership.
Right?
I was thinking, that's just an app, isn't it? But no, it's a membership. You're right.
Yeah.
Okay, well.
But I love Westerns. So did you enjoy it?
Well, listen, I thought the start was, first of all, the start was gruesome.
Mm.
It's starring Jack McCoy from Law & Order.
Oh, I love him.
Which one is he?
Well, in the very beginning, because he's not in it through the parts that I saw. In the very beginning, he's the guy who pulls his thing down and he's got that mustache.
Oh, what's his name in real life? Like Sam
Waterston.
Waterston.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Jack McCoy.
Marshall Cook.
As we know him.
Yeah.
Law and Order fans know him.
He's in it more.
He is. Well, I hope so because that's why I stayed. And then actually, what is that dude's name?
Jeff Daniels. When he first pops on, I'm like, oh no, this is going to be goofy.
Goofball Jive Turkey is pulling it.
Uh-huh.
He's a great actor.
Pulls it. How many episodes in are you?
Oh, I barely even finished the first
that
one.
That character is so effed up.
I'm sure.
That show. My kid came home last night from school. Yeah, they have this week off. It's like a study week because the next week is finals. And he's got to go back in a couple days, but he came home last night. He walked in at like 7, and me and John are watching Outlander or whatever dumb show. And I go, oh my God, can we watch Godless? And I look at the clock. I'm like, we can't watch Godless. I got to go to bed. I can't be getting all riled up over that show and then get in bed and be thinking about it. Can't wait. I think we have 3 episodes left.
Oh, so you're really getting after
it. We'll probably finish it this weekend.
So this is the first season. How many episodes?
This is it.
Oh,
it's called the limited series.
Oh,
it's just going to be the one.
I believe this is.
So it's a mini series then.
That's what it sounds like.
Okay.
And how many?
7.
7. I see. I'm looking at the cast. I see that Kim Coates is in it, Vinny, and he played, I want to say, Tig in Sons of Anarchy.
Oh.
I don't know.
Was Tig kind of the heavy guy?
No, he was. He was kind of the weird looking dude and was having an affair with sort of that trans. He loved that trans person.
I'm gonna look him up.
Kim Coates.
Also,
Coates.
I don't know
he
the name
so
of the actor,
good.
But there's a kid on there named Whitey.
Oh, that's Thomas Brody Sangs.
He was a little boy and is one of the stars of Love Actually, and was also Jojen Reed, I think, from Game of Thrones.
Oh,
the kid who gets Bran up to the north,
uh-huh,
and then gets it. So he plays, you know, now he's 20-something. And also the chick who is Nurse Jackie, she's the heavyset girl. She was on The Walking Dead, too, but you guys probably won't know her from that. She took an arrow through the head on Walking Dead. But she's Nurse Jackie's conscience on Nurse Jackie.
Mm-hmm.
She's excellent. It's excellent. And Lady Mary, of course, from Downton Abbey is one of the stars.
She I got
Alice,
Tig, and I had no recollection of this character.
Can
but
I,
now that I look
the
at
sheriff?
Him,
he like makes a perfect cowboy.
Is it the sheriff?
It's not. I don't.
Oh
think.
God! Yeah, he's the head of security for the new mining company
his
that's
name is
coming.
Ed
in.
Logan.
That guy's horrible.
Ed Logan.
Oh, he is.
Oh God, I hate him
he's
so
a
much.
Badass.
He's so awful in this show.
Yeah,
awful.
Well,
he's an awful, awful
it's
person.
It's an awful show to begin. I mean.
It's, yes,
when
it's
it starts,
brutal.
You're all,
holy
oh my God.
Death of a town.
Yeah. Heavy.
Going back to John Mayer, people say they do it laparoscopic through the belly button these days.
Oh.
It's not a gloved hand then.
No. That'd be a long reach.
You don't know.
Yeah, I do. I How had
do
mine
know?
Out because it's right where the small intestine and large intestine connect in your belly. And it apparently, if it opens up, you can die of internal infection and it's... Like this whole horrible...
It's a new thing, Sarah.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
Really? The
Don't
appendix
doubt.
Is a new... I see.
408 says, Vinny
oh,
and Sarah...
back door.
You have to look up the Jeff Daniels interview off camera with Sam Jones. I have a whole new level of respect for him after watching. Sam Jones, those interviews are pretty good.
I don't know this person.
I think he might, though.
I go past him on whatever channel it is, TBS, it's one of those, or USA... And I feel like a lot of, if not all of them, some of them at least, are black and white.
Oh.
And they just sit down, 2 chairs, 2 people, and he just, it's interesting.
Black and white.
The thing about Jeff Daniels is that, you know, because I love him most as, was his name Harry?
Yeah.
On Dumb and Dumber.
Uh-huh.
That is to me, like, I just loved him so much in that, and he really just committed and owned that character. And, but that's, he's actually a great actor. I saw him in something called, like, The Whale and the Squid, which was like an independent movie 10 years ago, and went, oh, that's surprising.
Well, he was also on that news show.
Yeah.
Broadcasting
right.
it? Oh, no, that was a movie.
Whatever. He's pretty. Right. He's got a good range.
Yeah.
Newsroom.
Was it newsroom?
I don't know.
Yeah.
But he's got a good range, and and actually,
oh, he's killing it.
I had
this
a weird thought as I saw his bearded face come through that doorway.
Uh huh.
And then I lost that completely as I fell right into the story.
Yeah.
Real good.
It just gets better.
So
and
the
better.
Story we're talking about is Godless on Netflix. I started it because, you know, I had a 2-hour nap in the middle of the day.
Right.
And then there was no show.
You got to make sure you fill today. Otherwise, you're going to get in a nap pattern.
Oh, no. I'm going surfing today.
Okay. You got to keep yourself awake.
Don't worry. I got it.
Someone says Jeff Daniels almost died filming a scene on horseback in Godless.
Oh, really? Huh. Almost died?
It was really fast.
I don't know about almost died.
A lot of horse stuff. I love the
you
show.
Love the
there's
horses.
A ton of horse stuff in it. Yeah.
Well, anyway, it was good.
Good.
So
you're surfing today.
Yeah, well, tomorrow's the play, so today I get to get some exercise.
What time does the play start?
7 o'clock.
Oh, geez. Oh, my God. Why do they do it to us?
Well, it's a Christmas play, man, and, you know.
Till like 9?
I don't know. Mm. I don't know what
and then
that
there's like the, you know, cookies and punch.
Well, that's
afterward.
Not, that isn't happening.
Yeah. We're leaving.
Yeah, well, or we can take separate cars. It's fine. I don't, because
Isla might want to stay for the cast party.
I truly live one block from where that's happening.
Oh. So you can
just
walk.
I live in a little town.
So you could walk.
I wouldn't walk.
Oh. Too many robbers.
No, there's not a lot of that either. I just wouldn't walk. Yeah. It's a little more than a block, but it's still real close.
I'm rehearsing today. Got my big rehearsal.
Tommy.
I was thinking about this. We haven't talked about your show. Is it sold out?
I don't believe it is. Actually,
no.
So no, I don't think so. I mean, I've had people say, "Oh, I went on and got some tickets."
What's the name of the place again?
The Throckmorton Theater. Tommy's playing there next Thursday and Friday, the 14th and 15th. He's doing on Thursday night. He's doing a big Buddy Rich tribute, and it's, you know,
famous drummer.
He was going crazy talking about it, like it's going to be amazing. So, you know, if you love big band stuff, you want to check out Tommy Igo, go to the Thursday night show. And then on Friday night, I'll be butchering a bunch of Christmas songs. So that'll be super fun. I am definitely going to be the worst musician on that stage, but I will be having the most fun of anyone that's on that stage.
Well, that's good, because sometimes you get so twisted up over singing when that's the thing you love most. It makes no sense.
Well, like I was saying to Tommy the other day, as he was like, "No, you're gonna have, it's gonna be great. We're gonna have such a good time." I'm like, "Tommy, I have a great time when I'm just like at my house on the couch, couple drinks, no one's taping. That's when I have fun. Do this because you did my thing that we have we have a musician's exchange."
So you won't have fun.
I will have fun. By the time I get up there, the thing is, it chews me up inside, and then I get there, and the thing is, we're going to do a pretty long set. It'll probably be 45, 50 minutes.
Ooh.
So I will come to my senses somewhere in the middle, because the first couple songs I won't remember doing. I'm like, and then I loosen up and start to have fun. Gets into a cool rhythm. And it's really, I was saying it the other day, it is such an unbelievable feeling standing in front of a horn section and performing. Like, it's music at a scale that is just, it just punches you.
Sure.
So anyway, we're having our second me and Tommy rehearse some of the songs session today.
Today.
Yeah.
You can still get tickets.
Oh, you can? Okay.
Yeah.
So that's next Friday.
And do you guys roll video on that so you can put together a package?
Roll video on the show?
No, on the practice. Sort of put a whole thing for the show to sell after the concert.
No.
Like, here's a video of the making.
No, it's
tonight's event.
I promise you that would be super boring.
Are you sure?
Uh-huh. Yep.
No little.
Plus, I don't even.
Pratfalls.
Oh, no.
Gags on each other.
No. Nope, none of that.
Huh.
Yeah, no, we just hang out. He comes over and sits down at my piano and amazes me with his, you think the guy's just a drummer, but turns out, no, he's like a master. I go, can you put this in this key? And he goes, all right, hold on a second. And he looks at all the chords and he goes, mm-hmm. Yep.
And
then he plays it in another key. It's crazy.
So since John said, I just don't want to, I believe was the quote.
Which, and I was so jealous. I was like, I wanted to say that.
so he won't even He's not going to even be around for the practice. He'll like go on the back and work on the deck.
He's busy putting my deck on.
Right.
It's hard putting decks on.
So.
It's hard work.
How's that coming along? Where's the picture?
Oh, I didn't take a picture.
What do you mean?
We're only like, he got like 12 boards on. They're using this new, who cares?
12 boards?
Yeah. Well, 12 runs, you know, like it's more than 12 boards, but it's, you know, takes time. He's not nailing it from the top. They're using this new system where you go in from the side, so there's no top nailing.
Yeah, maybe you need to go out back and tell Dick and Chumley to quit with the grab ass and get to work. Yeah. 12 boards.
They didn't have any time for me yesterday. They were very frustrated because they're using this new system or whatever. But I get home at, you know, whatever. We did a secret show yesterday, so it's probably like, I don't know, maybe 11:15, 11:30.
Yeah.
I get home. And they had finished prepping the deck on Monday, right? So yesterday the deck was going on, and Dick was saying, hey, yeah, we'll probably be out to about here by the time you get home, you know, showing me kind of down the stairs and around the corner. And I get home, and they're, like, both sweating, like neither of them looks pleased, and they're working on the third row. Mm. And I open up the door, and I can't step out until there's no deck. So I open up the door, and I look, and I'm like, well, that's disappointing.
And they, that was
how
helpful.
Could you? I yeah. know.
Well, I mean, I was trying to be funny. I was just trying to be funny, and they were clearly not in a funny mood.
Right.
And I was like, okay.
So,
well,
what's this newfangled process? Why don't they just try the old nail gun?
It in from the top?
Yeah.
Yeah. Because nails pop out, wood swells, and so we used to have a problem with the nails in our board.
Uh-huh.
So, at the very least, we were going to screw, and we found this sort of side thing. It goes in right at the corners of the board. You can't, they're invisible. They have a tiny little head and you screw them in. And it's like a whole thing and they're just...
What the problem is?
The problem is that boards are warped and that's a hard way to do it. I don't know what the problem is, man. I was like, screw those effers in. What are you doing? What's this measuring crap? Just like, make it happen.
Oh.
But I didn't say any of that. I mean, I was saying that in my head then. I could have texted that to you. But I couldn't have said that after the disappointing comment. They both looked up at me. I'm just like,
why you oughta?
I said, well, you did say you'd be there by the time I got home.
It's fun that we can come here and say the things that we can't say
to the people in our lives. Right.
Oh, you're going to play guitar? I don't know. Is it in my hand?
Yeah.
It's the same thing.
I was just dusting it off.
Yeah, no, I was going
to. I just like to hold it for a minute and then put it down.
I picked it up to put it back. What do you want to do?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's that stuff.
What's on our agenda? Yeah, no, I feel you. Anyway,
family.
Yeah. Oh my God, it is the best.
You know what though? It is pretty fun. Last night, I got the. This is so pathetic that it melts me like it does. But my little kid goes, "Do you want to watch this show and cuddle with me?" And I'm like, "Yeah, I do.
I do.
I
come
absolutely
here.
Do.
I like the cuddling part anyway.
Yeah,
can we watch Godless?
No.
No. Did you watch it with Christina or did you watch it alone?
I started it with her. She stayed up late, so she may have gone a few episodes into it.
Oh.
For all I know.
Oh.
I don't know.
Yeah, it's good.
I had to leave.
What show did Isla want to watch?
What were we watching? I think we watched Curious George Christmas.
Oh, how has it been?
It's pretty good.
Yeah.
I wouldn't call it one of the better Christmas stories, but, you know.
It's benign. And well, you get to cuddle.
The yellow guy realized.
What's his name?
I forget, but he realized.
He's like the ranger.
That
zookeeper.
He should be Curious George's dad after all.
Oh.
That George's life wouldn't be better without him.
Oh,
that he's the guy for
he's
George.
He's the one for George.
Yeah. That's the...
That's sweet. Did you cry a little bit?
No. Oh. No, that one didn't get me. Mm-hmm. No, you know, I say I cry at some of this stuff, but it's mostly those Pixars. They're right. The ones who have figured out how to jerk tears right out of my face.
Just, I spasmodically have wailed at the... I mean, like...
Yeah, they don't come quite as easy as it sounds.
Yeah.
Curious George can't get me, that's
for sure.
And
by the time they rip out of you, then it's an ugly cry. All right, it's 6:05. KLC, KLC, HD1, San Francisco, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's Morning Show. We'll be right back.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.